Hello, Craig Hill.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. Hey, how are you doing, Craig?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Really sorry about the tardiness. Is this still a good time to walk you through adding us?
Okay.
Oh, okay, wonderful. So we can go ahead and just help you out here. Let me ask you, where did you get that email that we talked about the other day? Did you get it on the cell phone or on your computer?
It was it goes to my cell phone, but I'm
your
sure.
Cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's a lot better. Let me just send you a little text message here. One moment. Okay, so I just need you to click on it once you get it, please.
Okay. You sent me
business.google.com. Mm-hmm. Correct. Just go ahead and click on that. Tap that.
Okay. You want me to continue?
Chrome.
Open it in Chrome. Correct.
It says allow now, Chrome to send. Okay, I'm going to allow it.
Yes, please. Sorry about that.
It says, you haven't added any businesses, whatever.
You don't see your business listed there?
No.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, at the very top, upper right-hand side, do you see a little circle with either a picture or a letter, which is the account that is logged in?
It's a letter C.
But is that your email? Can you confirm that with me? Or is that a different one?
Well, it's craigsinstallation54@gmail. I really don't use that, but because I don't.
Do you see your email there?
It's an email for. It actually is an email of mine, but it's a Gmail account, which I never have used. So I don't have a password. I don't know how to get into it or anything.
Okay, but you got an email on your phone the other day from someone requesting access, right? To ownership,
right.
To the Google Business
right.
profile. So
correct.
That means that the email that you have on your phone, which is probably that Gmail account, is the one set up as the owner. Okay, if you tap the Gmail account that you're talking about, can you just go ahead and do so? Let me know what you get.
I'm tapping that, but nothing's happening. Should I
manage accounts?
Should I hit manage accounts?
Is there any way that you can change the account?
Manage.
Change what account?
We don't want the Craig's Insulation one. We want the other one to see what businesses are under that email. What is the other email that you're talking about, the Gmail account?
The account that the Gmail account is craigsinstallation54@gmail.com, but the email that I use is craigsinstallation@hotmail.com. That's the one that comes to my phone. I don't use the Gmail account. Go ahead.
So the email that you got, was that a Gmail or one from it was the other
no.
one?
Yeah, it's craigsinstallation@hotmail. That's where it came into.
Okay. Can you do me a favor and go back to that email, please?
Yeah.
The one at Outlook, the one you got?
Yeah. All right. What do you want to know?
So where you, once you get that invitation, are you able to accept it?
Well, it says respond.
Does it give you an option to accept?
Well, it says respond. So I don't know if that's the same as accept. I can hit respond.
Go ahead.
I can hit the respond button.
Okay. No, I mean, usually when you hit respond, it means that you're going to send them an email, right? But that email, basically what it's saying is that someone is requesting ownership to the business profile. And
right.
You can either accept the ownership request or decline it. Does it not give you the option to either accept or decline it?
No.
Do you see
request,
any other email? Sorry, go ahead.
Respond, which I would think means you're going to let them do it.
Well, go ahead and hit respond and just let me know what you get, please.
Oh,
okay.
See? Do not approve or approve.
Okay. Now, and you said that
approve.
Local splash.
Do not approve.
Yeah. Where does it say approve?
Well, it's transfer ownership.
I got an option to transfer ownership.
Okay, and you said that it was saying local splash, right? It said local splash. What's requested?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Listing.
Okay,
well, it says local splash, and it says listings at relevantads.com, and it's got your phone number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, go ahead and hit transfer ownership.
Okay.
And let me just confirm that we got it, okay?
Well, there's a button that says submit. Should I hit the submit button too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Okay. Why does this all have to happen?
We have the business profiles on Google are listed under a Gmail account. Now, for some reason, you're saying that you have Outlook and you got this email, right? On Outlook.
Right.
So this Outlook account is the one listed as owner. So we unfortunately, since we haven't been able to log in to the business profile and add us as manager, we would instead of us asking for Google's permission to work on it, we would just need to take this alternative route. But we'll list you as owner again once we have access and we're able to work on it. Okay, so just give me a quick moment here. Let me just confirm that we're able to do it. Well, that it's been received. Okay, I'm just confirming with the Google specialist, so she'll go into our listings account and just confirm that so we can let you know what the next steps are, okay? So basically keep on working on the one that has the reviews. But just give me a quick moment here. I wanted to ask you while I wait on her response, because one of the main things that we do as well is creating posts, right? Usually if you have any offers or any content that you'd like out there specifically, well, you know, it's the best way to sell the service there. Do you have any offers in mind as of right now for the season?
No, I don't. I just want someone to play old phone. I just want someone to call me. I can offer them a deal if they would just call me. But if I put what could I put in there?
Well, you don't have to. It's an option, right? Basically, I'll have our content team create an ad or create a post with the pictures that you've sent over. Of course, if you have any new pictures that you'd like to send over, we'll be able to use them as well, right? But
well,
you... us giving us access, this step that we're taking. It's going to help us raise the business on the map. Of course, the higher it is on the map, the easier it is for people to see you, and therefore the phone is going to be ringing a lot more swiftly, right? But we have to take care of this issue first. So just give me a brief moment, all right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I'm going to be sharing the review link with you, Craig. We would need you to do us a favor and start sharing that with anybody you feel is going to leave something positive on the business. Leave us leave your business 5 stars so you can compliment the SEO as soon as it goes through, and we can push a lot harder, a lot faster, okay? We can compete with the other businesses listed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But so all his reviews that have 5 stars from Angie's or Home Advisor, you can't use them, right?
Well, unfortunately for the Google Maps section, they don't have the same impact. I see you have over 300 on Angie's, and I mean, you built the business real nice there. I could recommend that we use one of the badges that you have out there, put it on your website, because it'll make it look good. We can link the Angie's profile on your website too. I mean, it is a part of your business, but we actually need Google reviews, so they can be reflected on the Google map. And I mean, if we follow the recipe and respond to those reviews, take the time to acknowledge those people, that's what the computer system loves, right? The one that's deciding the ranking. So it's part of the formula that we need to follow to get the most out of the SEO here. Okay, so, but yeah, I mean, of course, the 12 you have on Google already, those are going to be taken into consideration.
Okay, well, you were asking me about an ad or something I wanted to put up. The thing is with ads, you know, you can put like 10% off, but people don't even know what your price is to start with. So that's just kind of like a, I don't know what, like a, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to commit yourself to anything either, right?
If you can put up there, you could say, ask us about our, end of the year specials.
That's great. That's fantastic, actually. It's great content. We can go ahead and complement that with something else, something nice. Use one of your pictures and create a post on the different platforms. I mean, that's
okay.
What we need to work on, okay? We'll just work together on. So,
okay.
Wonderful. So, yes, I mean, at this point, from your part, that's everything that we needed. We needed the approval there. I will go ahead and create this for you and share the link, okay? So I just need you to copy that link that I'm going to send you, and then send it out to anybody you feel like we said is going to help. All right? I'll go ahead and if it's okay with you, I would like to give you guys a call in about a week, so we can make sure that we link the dashboard, the tool that we have, and you can request the reviews and make sure that you're using the tools there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. I don't know if you have any questions right now.
No. Well,
totally confused.
No questions.
Okay. If you need anything, you could always ask for me. My name is Ben. You could always send us a text message as well, and we'll follow up as soon as we're available, all right? Have yourself a really nice day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.